FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul. This is the first, I can't believe it's actually the first Wednesday of the month. It feels like we've already gone through like 10 months, but it is the first, and which means we have Nancy Aruda here today.
Hello.
Nancy's with UniversalSky.com and is our in-house astrologer. We have so much to talk about today. If you have any questions, and I know that you guys all love calling in, you can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Start calling in now so that you can get your questions answered before the end of the show, because a lot of times people wait until the end and then we don't get to answer everybody. You can also Skype, or you can also instant feedback in. But if you do the instant feedback, we would like your date of birth, because Nancy connects in with the energy of your date of birth. And just be really clear about what you want. We will do New Year's messages, but be clear the area that you would like the message delivered from. Okay. And oh my goodness, it feels like everything is happening in this month.
Yes.
It feels like a very busy, busy month.
You know what? I don't know when it hasn't been busy. I think last month was just as busy.
It was. It was, but it's like the energies have intensified.
I think they have, and it's all about embracing the light vibration. So, you know, moving through your stuff or your shadows in order to align more with the light, and light has a higher frequency. So with that higher frequency comes more activity, more thoughts, more feelings, more energy overall.
Right.
Or the feeling of more anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess the first thing, well, I don't know. Do you want to talk about, you know, the beginning of Mercury going into Pisces, or do you want to talk about the new moon, which brings us to the Chinese astrology new year?
I think we should start with the new moon.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to this new moon, and I think anybody who has a natal moon in Aquarius looks forward to this new moon. But with this particular new moon, it's really allowing more opportunities. So it's about being open to new possibilities. Opportunities in themselves can be small. Okay, they don't need to be these big, huge things that are coming and kind of strike us sideways and knock us off our feet because it's so loud and so big. Quite often, an opportunity or a possibility is very, very tiny, and you need to observe it. And then once you observe it and play out whether or not that's what you want to be doing, then you follow it if that feels right to you. So it's about really opening your mind and opening your heart to the possibilities and opportunities that are being presented and appreciating them, even if you're not following them. So gratitude is also very, very important.
Right.
So, yeah. And with this new moon also comes the year of the snake.
Yes.
And I believe it's a water snake.
It is.
So, yeah.
Moved out of the magic. The dragon is the only kind of magical sign that Chinese astrology has. And we're moving now into a more an earthy, close to the ground.
Yeah, it's a grounding energy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally grounding. But being in the water element, I think it's kind of unleashing or disconnecting from that grounding component a little bit. So one must remember to stay grounded this year.
Right. And it's interesting because it's like everything seems to be a similar vibration, because 2013 is a sixth year.
Yeah.
This is the sixth sign.
In the Chinese zodiac, yes.
Yeah. And you also looked up the sixth sign in Western astrology, which is Virgo.
Virgo.
And they're very similar.
Very, very similar in terms of the analytical and the discernment capabilities that Virgo has. It's very similar to the snake energy. So I found that interesting. And snake is also connected to medicine and Virgo to health. So
right.
Here we have these mirrors. And I don't – going totally off topic, have you heard of that movie Doctored?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a movie that's being released. It's a private release, I believe. You can order it online. And it's all about how the medical community in traditional medicine – or, sorry, medicine in today's society can make us sicker versus healthier. Mm-hmm. So it's a documentary based on medicine and people desiring or going back to the old ways of being, the more traditional homeopathic methods of medicine. So I found that that's interesting that this is a year of medicine and this film has been released. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it certainly is. And But I mean, at the snake, is it also is Kundalini, and it's, you know, the rise of more light, which is what
yes.
we're sort of bringing in about the Aquarius.
Yeah, it's the rise of energy and the rise of light. So activating the Kundalini within is really about pulling up that earth's energy up through your chakra centers. And one must be prepared for this vibration in terms of, you know, doing your own evolutionary work. Because if you unconsciously or inadvertently activate the Kundalini energy before you're ready to handle it, the blocks that are within your chakras that you're not ready to deal with come out. And it can be somewhat chaotic if you're not prepared to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is an intensity to it, but that is the activation of light. So people who have not been conscious and who are, you know, living in that choice of unconsciousness are having a harder time dealing with the quickening of energies that are taking place because the light is being shone onto their shadows and they're being asked to look at that when they don't want to.
Right.
So there's more difficulty in managing that. And not to make it sound like it's this heavy, difficult process, because not all of it is. Just parts of it is.
Right. And so that's the new moon. And do you want to talk about...
Well, as we continue into the month of February.
Yes.
Just keep talking.
Well, we have a caller, but I think we'll take it after the break.
Probably, yeah. If we continue on and look into what's coming up, we have Mercury that entered into the sign of Pisces yesterday. And typically I don't talk about a planet that has entered a sign, except for there's some significance with this Mercury in Pisces this year, and that is he'll be going retrograde. So he entered into the sign of Pisces yesterday at 9:55 a.m. He will be in the sign of Pisces until April 13th when it enters into the sign of Aries. So we have a long transition of Mercury in Pisces. It begins its pre-shadow at 5 degrees of Pisces on February the 9th. And then it stations retrograde on February 23rd at 19 degrees of Pisces. It will station direct March 17th at 5 degrees of Pisces. And then its post-shadow is complete on April the 6th, 2013 at 19 degrees of Pisces until it re-enters the sign. Or it enters into the sign of Aries on April 13th. So we have quite the journey of Mercury in the sign of Pisces, which stimulates the creative mind and the intuitive process. So there's this desire to really dive deep into understanding the subconscious mind. And if one is living consciously, they may see more of their unconscious reality being reflected to them in life. As Mercury enters the sign of Pisces, we are activating within our thought process desires of our soul that require completion. So any paths that we're currently working through, with our mindset as a tool to assisting us while working through that path, we're being asked to finish up some aspects of being or ways of being that are in alignment with kind of like ticking off some tasks undone by the soul, so that we can then move into this newer vibration once Pisces moves into Aries of this, okay, now what? This self-quickening, this thought process that instantly moves through the body without any resistance, and so that there's more alignment transpiring within each individual. So I highly suggest through Mercury and Pisces that people tap into their meditation process. The dream time will be activated more, so there'll be more dreaming that happens. And analyzing what you're experiencing in your dreams, as well as moving through the process of understanding the subconscious mind, will be highly beneficial during this time. So you can speed up a lot of stuff on an unconscious level and clear a lot of soul lessons and complete them during this time period.
Right.
So, yeah.
I guess the other thing that we were going to mention, of course, is Valentine's Day coming up, which is
love.
What, all about love. I guess it's next Thursday.
Yes.
And I guess when you think of love, of course, Venus, and Venus is in Aquarius. I don't know what that will mean. So more of a universal love than an individual love.
Yeah, it is universal love. It's free love. You go back to the 60s and you think in terms of free love and love everywhere. So with Venus in Aquarius, yes, we're tapping into that more non-attached kind of love this year. So just that vibration of love, that desire to feel love, that ability to feel love, but not just through your relationships and your partnerships, also through what you're doing. So it's about bringing in that passion and that joy for, you know, what you love doing,
right,
as well. So I think this Valentine's Day, it's also about giving back to the self. So not just your partners, but also to the self.
Right.
In what you love.
Yes. So be gentle.
Yes.
Stop with the wanting and the needing and the desires, and just sort of have acceptance and
allow.
Yes.
Allow that vibration of love to move through your being instead of trying to force it.
And taste the chocolate. Don't just gobble it down. Enjoy it.
Well, you know what? You can gobble it down and then taste it.
Okay. All right, why don't we go to our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll start taking calls. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We're on Sky Radio. Give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send an instant feedback. If you send an instant feedback, be very clear about what it is that you're wanting, as in what area that you would like guidance in, and as well, give us your date of birth, as Nancy is our in-house astrologer and she connects in with the vibration of your birth. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
I promise you the world again. Everything within my hands, all the riches one could dream, they will come from me. I hope that you could understand that this is not what I had planned. Please don't worry now, it will turn. Inside.
understand. This is not what I had planned. Please don't worry now. It will turn around.
To the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545 Soul.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. We're talking about all the things that are happening this month. If you have a question and you'd like some guidance, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear and add in your date of birth. All right, let's take our first caller, which is Jason.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Could be better.
So I see. All right, so you're in the field of paralegal, and you've been looking for work, and there's been no luck. How long's it been? I'm betting about, like, 8 months or so?
Since September, the middle of September. I'm receiving my unemployment. I was suspended originally because they suspected me of theft, which I was cleared of.
Right.
So I was able to get my unemployment.
Right.
And basically, I mean, I feel like I was done wrong. It's basically like, you know, I wanted him out of there, and I don't care how you get him out of here, get him out of here. You know,
right.
It's like it was intentional, and I've been really...
But you know how the universe works, right?
Hmm?
You know how the universe works, right?
Oh,
if
yeah.
Yeah. But
I was half tempted to call, you know, I was half tempted to call the Bar Association and then have them look into her bank accounts.
The universe is saying that there's something going on, as in with you and what you've chosen to do, that there's some things that either you're not, you know, this isn't your passion. You kind of lost your passion for this a long time ago. And it's been kind of... it's been coming up to you to make some changes and do some different things. And when you don't follow that lead, then something big happens to make you follow it, because that's...
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It's kind of like I didn't, you know, it's like, I mean, I liked the law and everything. I liked the field that I'm in. I just didn't like the place where I was at.
Right. So
yeah, I felt like as long as I stayed there, my career was going to go nowhere, and right. They were going to make sure of it.
Right. So it should have been no surprise what happened, even though, you know,
it's not a surprise. I think the new person that took over after the other office manager left was crooked as the day is long. I mean.
Right. But again, this isn't about the job. It's just like when people complain about relationships. It's not about the relationship. It's not about the job. What this is about is your journey and getting yourself back on track of what you're wanting to truly do and bringing back your passion into this. And so,
I feel my passion coming back as far as the legal field and everything. I was like, man, that's something.
Okay, but just let us finish because we got a lot to say, and you keep interrupting.
Okay.
So, okay. So I would just say, like, part of this journey has been for you, one, you're focusing on, like, yes, there was some problems, but you're focusing on that problem instead of looking at what you can do now to change and to shift, because the longer you stay in that, the tower energy, which is kind of what happened around you and kind of been pushing you towards making some changes, as long as you stay in that and focus on the problems, you're not going to go anywhere. What you need to do is shift your focus entirely back to, you know, what was the message that this was trying to give you? What was the message that you are not doing within your life? And what I'm picking up is that there is more to this. There's part of your passion that you have really lost in what you were doing, even though Nancy will explain why you like the law so much. You just sort of lost your edge, and you lost your passion. So this is really about coming back in and finding what it is that you truly love about what you're doing, instead of getting caught up in the drama of the office and the drama of where you were and the drama of what happened. You got to shift your focus back into what are the possibilities opening up for you. So as you do that, as you shift, you will find that things change dramatically for you, and in a very positive way. Nancy?
Yes. Basically, Jason, you have a lot of Sagittarius energy. So not only was your sun in Sagittarius the day you were born, you also have Mercury in Sagittarius, Venus in Sagittarius, Jupiter in Sagittarius, and Neptune in Sagittarius. So, and that's where that passion for law is coming from. Jupiter in Sag especially, it's like everything has to be balanced. Everything has to be like in the right space. And so you say you're paralegal, but there's a part of me that says you should be a lawyer.
That's my goal. That is my goal in life, I want to go back and finish my bachelor's and then go to law school.
That's what you need to be focusing on right now, is going back to school. And the universe is giving you this opportunity to do that right now. And that's why this job got out of this job. And if you've noticed, you weren't charged with the theft component. It was let go. So it hasn't dampened your ability to become a lawyer. All it did was get you out of the position that was stopping you from becoming a lawyer because you were getting too comfortable.
Yeah, if it was not for my fiance right now, I would not have a place to live. I mean, I pretty much lost everything because of something I didn't do, and I just want to be made whole again. You see what I'm saying? I want to have a job that's paying me more than what they were ever going to pay me.
And the way to get that is to go back to school. So I know you said if it wasn't for your fiance, you had your fiance there for a reason, to assist you through this time of transition. You need to look at going back and getting yourself back into school, so that you can make more money. And yes, it's a difficult transition. It's not necessarily easy in terms of going back to school and re-educating yourself and going for your law degree, but it is a possibility. So I'm sure there's resources available that can assist you with doing that. So you need to look at how can you make that happen now while you're not working? How could it happen for you? So I think that's what you need to look at. That's why this whole situation went down, to get you out of the environment that was toxic.
I'm looking to go back in the summer, take summer classes, and then go back in the fall too.
Okay, so if you can't find anything in paralegal right now and you really need a job, then get a job anywhere doing anything.
I love the bartend, and I found quite a few openings in the area.
Yeah, so look at that just in the interim, okay, until you do go back to school in the summertime. Like, it'll assist with a little bit of finances coming in. So take a look at that, and bartending's fine as long as you're not drinking it.
No. I do drink some sometimes. I have my moments, but, I can take it or leave it.
Yeah, good. So, yeah, you know what? Like, any job at this point will help you through your financial issues and then, allow you to start that saving for going back to school.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That was,
you're welcome.
That was a big help.
Good. You take care, Jason.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we don't have anybody else in queue, which is unusual. We talked about the vibration of love. You know, I know that there's lots of people out there, so why don't you give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear on the instant feedback, your date of birth, and what it is that you're wanting guidance on. And it looks like something's coming, but so, Nance, is there anything else that's coming up that we should talk about?
You know, I think during this time we need to be very, very clear of, like, with this Mercury in Pisces, it can stimulate a lot of mental confusion, but at the same time it activates intuitive awareness. So whatever your first thought or insight is your correct one. So the moment you're like, okay, what should I be doing? And you get this instant answer. It could be one word. It could be a feeling. It could be a vibrational experience. But it's that one answer that's correct. And what happens is we get that one answer, and then we're like, well, that's just absolutely ridiculous. We can't follow through with that. We're not educated. We don't have this. We're not in alignment with that, you know. And it's about get rid of the analytical process, or use the analytical process to say, okay, if I don't have what I need, what do I need to do? What would step two be in getting what I need to make that intuitive awareness or vibration a reality? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't listen or act accordingly. And that's one of the largest problems with people following their intuitive insight.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Why don't we start this instant feedback, and
okay,
you can do the rest of it before we after we come back from break. But it's Sarah, and looks like she's been having a rough time with love since a breakup a year ago, wondering if there's new love in the near future. She's given her date of birth. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see what we pick up here. But I guarantee you, Sarah, there's always somebody coming along somewhere. And not to give all your power away to the other person, that you still have somewhat of feelings for. In fact, I would say part of the problem is that you haven't fully let go of the last relationship. And that may be because you're holding on to resentment or pain or anger around, you know, what happened in the relationship when you broke up. So there's something around that you haven't really let go, and instead you've been sort of harboring on, you know, some of the pain that's been associated with that, or, you know, trying to blame him for things. And again, as in with the last person, it really isn't about the problem. It really isn't about the person or the job or the things that come up. It's really about how you respond and react to situations. So if you hold on to it, even if there's nothing left to hold on to, but you're just holding on to the anger and the pain or the grief or the resentment or the betrayal, then that sort of holds that energy stuck. And so once you can release that, even though it doesn't look really clear right now, just continue on thinking about what you're wanting, because you have everything there that you can create what you'd like. And I do see success definitely in relationship coming. So just let go of the pain of what hasn't been working and move towards really embracing life and where you're wanting to go in the future. And We'll talk more about it when you get back from break. We're going to go to break. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, myself, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
clerks at the store, sweet James St. Clair, was dazzled by her smile while I shopped there. It wasn't long before I lived with her. I sang her songs while she dyed my hair. Jane,
is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Rudy. Nancy is with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, which means she will be back with us on February 20th, where we will probably talk more about the M word. And we've been talking about what's been happening. So if you have a question, you want some guidance, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear, add in your date of birth. Be really clear about what it is you're wanting. All right, so Nance, why don't you answer the rest of Sarah?
Okay, so as I look at Sarah's energy, there's a lot of fixed energy. So that's the Aquarius, the Taurus, and the Scorpio vibration, where there's this, I don't want to have to change my perspective. When I look at her Venus in Pisces, there's some stuff moving through completion for her in terms of how she relates in this lifetime to other individuals. And the one thing that I do get is really be open to inviting the perfect person into your sphere or into your relationship with yourself. And quite often the perfect person is not how we define them, but how they arrive. And what happens is a lot of times when, you know, we're attracted to somebody and they come into our life, we try to change them or shape them into how we view a relationship should be. So, and this isn't about shaping or defining the individual. Allow the individual to come to you and be who they are, because it is who they are in that moment that serves you in the best light. in terms of the past relationship, there's still quite a bit of pain that needs to be healed. So when Lori, you had said, you know, need to move through like or let go of pain, that is the word. Pain is the word. A lot of heartache, a lot of disappointment. And the more that you hold on to that heartache or disappointment, the more you're going to see that in the current relationships that transpire.
Right.
In terms of looking for Mr. Right, allow it to happen. Stop looking. Just allow. Go out on dates. Have fun. Pull that fun energy into it more as opposed to that, oh my goodness, my biological clock is ticking, and if I don't meet him now, I'll be too old to have a family and kids and et cetera, et cetera. Because you're really in this pinnacle or pinnacle point of success right now at the current age that you're at. So this is a successful vibration year. Enjoy it. Open up to it instead of trying to define what it needs to look like.
All right. Looks like we just got another instant feedback.
Oh.
I will start it so you can get the date of birth stuff going. So it's Kathy from Rockford. I have a lot of things I want to do, but my energy level is very low. I have a problem getting started. My motivation seems to be non-existent. Any help? Yes. Okay. Well, I'm going to say first off, Kathy, there's just so much there's so much going on right now with the energies of, I would say that that's November 6th, because I think that's how.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to answer
moment.
It. Yeah. I'm going to say just the energy has been so, we've been going through so much. So a lot of people are having feeling really exhausted and really tired. And so a lot of stuff is, there's a lot of people in the same boat. So just be really gentle to yourself for one thing, but let me see what I pick up here. A lot of people are going through a very similar vibration just because things are going, super speed. So just be gentle with yourself. Okay. Nice. Okay. So the big thing I get is that you seem to be in conflict with something. So the biggest thing is that there's something that's going on in your life, and I want to say, I mean, part of me says it's a relationship, but part of me also says it may have something to do with finances. But you seem to be struggling with this. And the more you struggle with it, the more you fight with it, the more you are in conflict around it, the more it doesn't allow it to move. So this is kind of, I guess, what we've been talking about the entire show, is learning how to let go, not focusing on so much the problem, but what the problem is gifting you. What is it giving you an opportunity to move into or to change or to shift? What I do see is that you're making a lot of plans, and eventually these plans are moving in a direction that will allow you to have more freedom, more money, and more success in love. So you're doing the right things. The only thing that I'm seeing is that this conflict is just weighing you down. So it makes you feel very heavy, and therefore it would definitely impact your energy levels. So whatever this conflict is around, Kathy, I would say, either shift your focus from, what is it giving you? What is it gifting you? What can you allow to change around that? So just be aware of what it is that's sort of holding you back, because there's something in particular, and I really think you know what it is. But Nance, what are you getting?
Yes, well, that makes total sense, because as I look at Kathy's astrological energy, there is this, when you said it could be money or it could be love, it could also be both. What I'm getting is there's a transition with your values and beliefs. So what you once valued and believed in, that is shifting. And that has to do with your Venus in your natal chart. You have Venus in Sagittarius retrograde. And a huge part of you truly values freedom. And there was a part of you that had this expectation based on the age that you're at right now to be in that point of freedom now. But because of the money or because of issues within the relationship, you haven't been able to actualize or step into that path of freedom. And so it's about how can you take baby steps? How can you do little bits of letting go that allow you to open up to that point of freedom that you desire? Now, you may not experience it in its totality, but if you get little pieces of it along the way, then that makes you feel better and it'll help rejuvenate your energy levels. Sometimes when our energy levels are low, it means stop. Okay? So stop trying to fight the flow. Let go of your expectation and just be in that low energy space. Because there's something to learn in a point of suspension. And when the universe says stop and just be, we're actually suspended in kind of like the sphere of nothingness where nothing is happening. And it can be frustrating if we're doers. So if we're the type of people that like to do, 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 go, 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 when the universe says stop, it's almost painful. And I get really, you're being asked to stop, to smell the roses, to listen to the sounds of the birds and the butterflies as they fly by, and just kind of be in that point of suspension. And then when you're in that place, you'll discover your next step and the next path of alignment that allows you to then accelerate back on your path towards attaining this freedom that you desire.
Right. Okay. I guess we could start our next instant feedback, but if you have any questions, you want to get in front of the queue, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or again, send an instant feedback. Just add in your date of birth and be really clear about what it is you're wanting. All right. So Sandra, she's in the middle of a job offer, wants to know if it's going to go through. There seems to be some delays. She's also has some mid-left back pain, pulled muscles. All right, let's see what we got here. I wish I could do two things at once, but I can't. All right. Okay. So I'm being told that you have a choice right now, that this is really about making a choice. And, okay, we got somebody else on there. So whatever's going on with regards to the job, there's a choice that you have to make. And it has to do with money. And it also had the part of the problem seems to be that you're either comparing it or looking back into the past of a lot of the other jobs that you've had. And so there's this energy around that, that as you continue to look into the past patterns that have happened and maybe get anxious about it or start to bring that energy into the now, that's kind of what's holding up this decision and holding up what choice you would like. I get that you could definitely get this job, and it would actually be a good job for you. It's just you need to work on, I guess, some of the things that have been going on in the past that have been that you're sort of patterning, bringing back into the now energy. So you want to definitely shift that. I'm not sure if that has to do with back pain. Usually back pain has to do with, not feeling supported. And so maybe you're not feeling supported and maybe that's part of the energy that you're looking at when you're bringing into past patterns. But without you on the phone, we can't really determine what's going on. So I'm going to leave that with you, and Nancy will give you some information when we get back from break. We're going to go to break. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, myself, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today, well, every first and third Wednesday of the month, we have Nancy Arruda with us. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. She is our in-house astrologer. If you've never had an astrology reading or if you haven't had one for a long time, Nancy offers a discount for all Sky listeners. There's a lot of work involved in doing a full chart. So if you want that, connect with Nancy, connect with her on her site, and mention that you're a Sky listener so that you can get the discount, so it's only $125. All right. So right before break, I had gave information for Sandra. So, Nancy?
Yes, Sandra. What's Sandra doing again?
going through a job offer.
Right, job
and
offer.
And has some back
pain. So basically, what I get with Sandra is there's a lot of stuff going on for you right now. So there's a lot of soul lessons coming to this point of completion. And that's why you may be feeling some anxiety around this job offer. And it's temporary. You need to allow it to come into being. So I'm going to use that word allow again. But it's also about finding the balance. So is this actually the best job offer for you? Even though you may feel it's in alignment, if it doesn't go through, that means there's something that was misaligned, because it's really about balance and partnership. Now, and when I say partnership, there may be something within this offer that is triggering some past dynamic around relationship karma, for lack of a better word. And but don't view karma as a bad word, okay? Because it's not bad, it just is. So the dynamic here is really stepping into what it is that you value within yourself, also within your relationships, because this value component is being reactivated for you as well. When I tap into the mid-back pain on the left side, there's this inability to receive love coming in. So there's this vibration of, I really don't know how I should feel around this dynamic. Now, whether this has to do with career or whether this has to do with relationship or whether it has to do with just allowing yourself to receive that love vibration for yourself. And then there's this, I don't know which direction to act in. So it's geared towards both actions and love. And I know this may sound a little confusing. Just take whatever it is I'm saying and process it. If something doesn't feel right, let go of it. But if something feels right, then investigate it further. Because it's like there's a part of you that needs to act in a certain way and you're not acting in that way. So, and that's what's triggering the back pain.
Okay. Yeah. And I saw that bit about choice too. So that fits in with what I was saying as well. All right. Our last instant feedback, I believe, will be Olivia. And Olivia is trying to figure out a career. She can't seem to finish school. You know, she's smart, but school's kicking her in the butt. Goal is to get a degree in accounting and create a business where you can empower people financially, which sounds really great. Just my issue, I think, about accounting.
You know what? I'm just going to put this little insight in here. Okay. Accounting is one of the hardest positions that anybody could go through.
It's just boring for me. I can't imagine anybody actually enjoying it. But
When people enjoy the number vibrations, when they enjoy it and they understand it like intuitively, but it's the process of accounting and the rules and the regulations are the hardest to remember.
Sure. Okay. I'm going to say, yeah, you're struggling around this. You're struggling. I honestly don't know. You can let us know from her date of birth, but I don't know that this is what your passion is. I'm not sure that this is where your heart is. I can see where you want to, you know, maybe get into a business that can empower people financially, but there's something that just feels out of an accounting, and I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what it is, Olivia. I'm just what I do get is that there's a lot of struggle around this. Like there's a lot, like you're just, it feels like you're fighting your way through this, and that's why you feel it's kicking you in the butt. And if you, you know, maybe have a little bit more trust and faith in yourself. And so maybe part of it is low self-esteem right now because you're feeling like it's just such a struggle. If you could just get a little bit more self-confidence in yourself and maybe just, you know, tweak what it is that you're doing. Maybe there's a part of what you're doing in accounting that really isn't where you're supposed to be going. And maybe there's another piece in accounting that might be something more in alignment. All I'm getting is if you, you know, just sort of let go of whatever it is that you're struggling with and feeling like you're fighting to work towards, that things will move a lot, flow a lot better. And I really look at whether this is where your heart is. Nancy?
Yeah. Okay. So the astrology, you have Sun in Cancer, Moon in Pisces, Mercury in Cancer, Venus in Leo, Mars in Cancer, Jupiter in Libra, Saturn in Libra. So the desire for balance is coming through Jupiter and Saturn. You're not looking at your own personal desires. So that's everything from the Sun to Mars. Your desire, yes, it's around security. There's a desire for a sense of security. There's a desire to have good things. There's a desire to make lots of money. But there's no desire to work with money. So working with money can establish all those desires. You know, there's this desire for balance. So if I work with money and try and balance money out, then I can make money, because there's always money to be made when you're working with money. Okay. And most people in the accounting field or in finances, you know, they have a large financial portfolio themselves. And all this Cancer energy is saying, I desire that sense of security. Okay. But it's just the desire for the sense of security that's driving you through this process. Personally, I think somebody imposed this vibration of you need to have a stability, you need to be an accountant, you need to work with money. Okay. I'm going to say the desire to empower people is your desire, but it doesn't mean it's financial, just like Lori said. I think it's more nurturing. There's a stronger desire for children and nurturing children or the family unit versus people's finances. Yeah. So moon in Pisces, a lot of confusion around what direction to go in. And you know what? I want to say that potentially this came from the nurturing parent. It could have been your mother, or if your father was the nurturing parent that said, you know, you need to have a position of stability and security. And getting into accounting is one way to do that. But I don't think it's your joy and passion.
So, Olivia, start finding out something. Look in more some creative things. Find a way to bring something more enjoyable into your life. And really look at your heart. And I know you were maybe hoping that we would help you figure it out. But I think you need to figure that out yourself, as does everybody. So this has been a great show. Nancy will be back with us on February 20th. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com, and I'm on intuitivesoul.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.